think you'd ever eat any?
No, I don't think that's any. What I don't think I ever want any.
Did you ever take the juice that you make, you know, from the hog head cheese and stir it up with some hog meat and fry it? Come out with anything to eat?
No, not that I know of. Well, you mean the grease would you press out of the hog head cheese?
I think so, yes.
Yes, man, that's as good as anything, you know.
What do you use it
for? Well, you can use that grease for most anything. It's hot, it's got all kind of flavors in it, and it's good. It's good to use.
What have you used it in? What sorts of things have you
used? You can, anything more. Anything else, when you go cook, you know, maybe some old meat you go fry, any kind, you put that in, that makes a good flavor to anything you cook.
Does it?
Any kind of meat you're going to cook, it makes a good flavor to it. Now, she can make hog head cheese over there.
Can you?
She can make hog head cheese. I'm telling you.
Boy, you do this in the fall, don't
Yes,
you?
Ma'am, in the winter. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I tell you something right now. I wish I were going to be here because when I was a child, my family killed hogs about Thanksgiving.
Sure enough.
Not my father, but my uncle. Yes. You know? And we would go out there, and I tell you, there is nothing like. Grew up calling it souse.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
And it was, oh, it's either, you know, either term, but my family happened to call it souse. Mm. And there's nothing like homemade souse.
No.
Nothing like, and this stuff you buy in the store is terrible.
It just ain't nothing to it. Now, I guess if we had you see this here, number three tubs, if we had it full of souse, it wouldn't last you no time because somebody would hear about it, come. Boy, and you're looking for it.
Right.
They would. They come for it. You're looking for it.
Did you ever hear of scrapple? Scrapple or cripple? Talking about something you cook?
No, I don't know.
Haven't heard those terms.
No, I heard about scramble. Scramble eggs or something like that.
No, I'm thinking about scrapple. It's something made with cornmeal and hog juices.
No,
or
I just
like
don't know nothing about that.
No.
Sure don't.
If you kept your butter too long so that it didn't taste good, you'd say the butter, what would you say about the taste of it?
Or is the butter done got strong, the butter done got old, or something like that.
All right, would you ever say rancid?
Yes, but it got, I call it done got rank or strong or something I'd call it.
Okay.
Yes.
Thick, sour milk that people drink or eat is what?
Well, it got too much acid in it, I would call it.
No, it's something people really like.
Or clabber?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Clabber or buttermilk.
And they're not the same thing now, are
yes,
they?
Yes, ma'am.
They are the same thing.
Yes, ma'am. Well, of course, buttermilk is milk which you, as you churn and get the butter out of it, and you know that's what you call it, buttermilk. But clabber, that's the milk when you just turn, getting ready for churning.
I see.
Yes, that's getting ready for churning, that clabber milk. Well, it's thick, you know, it's ready for churning.
I see.
But then.
Did you ever make cheese out of the clabber? Anybody ever?
No, I never. I have eaten it, though, but I never didn't see it. We never didn't make none here. I've eaten it, though.
All right. What's the first thing you do to milk after you milk?
Strain it, the first thing we do.
All right. There's a dessert I'm thinking about that's baked in a deep dish made of out of apples, and it has several layers of apples and crust in it, you know, one after the other.
Yeah. Let's see.
Sometimes called apple something.
Apple sauce, something like that, apple?
No, not sauce, but
apple. I don't know.
Ever hear apple cobbler?
Yes, that's right. I started to say it a while ago, but I didn't see it.
Now, when you say apple pie, does it have two crusts with the apple between, or can it be made different ways?
Well, you can make it different ways. You don't have to have but one crust that on the bottom, if you want to, or you can have a crust on top if you want to, called apple pie.
Oh, how would you make apple cobbler?
Well, that's the same thing. I have a cobbler ain't a thing, but just...
Mrs. here's saying something. What's she giving instructions from
apple dumplings is apple